The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
I welcome each and every one of you to our breaker impact service this morning. Those of you are coming from far and some from near. Those of you are following on Facebook, Podbean, and Telegram. Distance is not a problem at all. Just open up to the Holy Spirit and He will minister to you. I use this opportunity to specially welcome Reverend retired Papa Autry.
Mama Autry.
And also wish Papa a glorious happy birthday.
Amen.
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 Amen. And also one of our mothers who celebrated, is it 70th birthday? I didn't get that announcement. 72 birthday, who? 70 who? Mama who? Oh, Mama Edu, congratulations.
I pray
for all those who are celebrating 70 and above, that your later days will be a blessing to you.
Will
be very fulfilling. You see, we have agreed with doctors to tell us things. I thank God for doctors and medical science. But there is something beyond medical science. I was reading about Isaac. He died at the age of 180 years. The Bible describes Isaac as full of vigor
and
strength. But the time came for him to be called home. So in the same way, I pray that as we grow, the Lord will increase our strength. Amen.
Amen.
So Papa and Mama Edu, happy birthday to you. I also want to welcome Reverend retired Jacob Asafo in our midst.
My Asafo, Jacob Asafo, so
man of God, you are most welcome. God bless praise and worship team.
Sorry,
and God bless our soloists. You have done very well. In the announcement, it should have been mentioned that on Sunday we are crowning our 21-day fasting. On that Sunday, they will pick me up very early to go and minister somewhere and come. And since I don't want to play with time, I've decided to ask Archbishop to come and stand in for me. Because on the last Sunday of the month, I'm going to have a very special service here. After the 21 days, we are going to pray for the rest of the month. In fact, from tomorrow, we are starting a new prayer point. So at the end, I will mention it. Turn your Bibles with me once again to John chapter 5. We'll read from verse 1 to 9. Ephesians chapter 2,
Verse 4 to 6.
And then we shall also connect to Mark chapter 5. From verse 24 to 34. I'll be referring to the woman with the issue of blood. And comparing that woman with this man at the pool of Bethesda. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market pool, which is called the which is called in Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. I'm reading from the King James. But let the NIV be on the screen, please. Thank you. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, paralyzed. That is paralyzed, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he says unto him, "Would thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered, "He said, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another step down before me." Jesus says unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter
2,
verse
4
to
6.
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I'm speaking once again on the theme, Jesus Christ, the inexhaustible pool of Bethesda, part 2.
Now, okay, so what you want to do is, Jesus Christ, I hear a subontine,
Jesus Christ, the inaccessible pool of Bethesda, part 2. As we heard last Sunday, this pool of Bethesda actually represents Jesus Christ. It was an actual pool that existed. By the realms of the spirit, it was not just a pool. It represented Jesus Christ. Because Bethesda actually means house of mercy. Or house of kindness. As we heard last Sunday, there was this man who had been in this condition for 38
years.
And when Jesus got there, he got to know that the man had been in this condition for 38 years. How did Jesus get to know? Maybe by discernment, by word of knowledge, or because he is God, he knows all things. Or maybe people told him about the man. And Jesus went to this man who needed to be healed. And asked the man, "Do you want to get well?" And the man started talking about protocol.
man
started complaining about people.
I
have no one to help me to the pool. First, I have no one to help me. Number two, whilst I am trying in, another person crosses me. The pool of Bethesda represents Jesus Christ. And last Sunday, I mentioned two very important points that are connected to this man. And today, I want to expand on those two points, which are also related to us Christians and those of us watching and sitting here right now. That the man at the pool, number one, he was near success, but success eluded him. Where he was, Jesus came there. He was at the right place. At the pool.
I was sitting there.
But success eluded him. You can be at the right place.
Wait me, I will be a papa.
You can be near success.
Wait me, I'm being in Kunimdi.
But success can elude you.
Number
two, this man was close to the inaccessible pool. Again, Jesus was just standing by him. But he could not access the blessings of the pool. From here, we see two very important facts of life. That number one, you can be near something good. You can be near a blessing. An open door. A breakthrough. A person with whom is all you need. But unable to access it. Another important fact. From these two points, you can also be close to something that is good. But at the same time, you are far from enjoying its blessings. That is a big error. You know, Jesus was sent first to the Jews. But the Jews rejected him by their mindset, their tradition, their attitudes, and lifestyle. You can say this in John chapter 1, verse 10 to 12. Let's look at John chapter 1, verse 10 to 12. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Give me verse 2. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Let me just end there. Amen.
Amen.
That was why, because the Jews rejected Jesus,
and I'm saying, you've not put Jesus in.
That was why he turned to the Gentiles. Gentiles were any nation apart from Israel.
Now, we Israel to in China, from Amamufo.
As I said last Sunday, we saw these two things about this man.
He
was near success, he couldn't have it. We saw things that caused this man to be close to his blessing, but couldn't access them. Last Sunday, we attributed these two things to maybe an outside cause. Like a curse. We attributed these two things, near success close but far. We attributed them to an outside cause. Maybe a curse or a foundation. You know, I told you I couldn't get the right word to describe it. But it was not just a happening. And this stands to teach us a lot of lessons. Is it possible to be a Christian and you are not enjoying the blessings of Christianity? Is it possible that you are genuinely and truly born again? And you are not enjoying the blessings for which Christ died for you? It is very possible. But today, upon carefully examining certain factors connected to this man, we will see that there are personal issues with the man himself that was denying him access to the good things around him. Number one, we saw that this man was always having his attention on man's help.
Because
when Jesus appeared, is it not somebody who will help you into the pool you need? Fortunately, the person has come. Somebody has come. So all that you need is, please.
Oh, now here, so
I need someone to help
you.
Fortunately, the man who has come
that
will help you has even asked you, do you want to get well? The man was talking about other people. Nobody is minding
me.
Why is no one there to help
me?
Who at all can help me?
Why am
I not getting anybody's help? Beloved,
I don't follow.
The fact is that God will always use human beings to help you. But let God himself touch, inspire, or lead you to that human being. Hence, let your number one focus be on God in prayer and not on man. Sometimes I come to the point of almost cursing some pastors. I have shut down some pastors and asked them never to come here again.
Now, while catching
on Facebook, I am hitting some of them.
Now, our Facebook, so or can you want some?
Listen to me before you condemn me and say, oh, Pastor, you are too. Be careful. When Pastor just call you, why are you not helping
me?
In assemblies of God, no one helps you. Those of you who are making it, why are you neglecting us? You don't know the things I suffer. This organization, you'll be suffering. Nobody is minding you. I ask pastors, when God was calling you, did he give you any name of the person that will support you? When he gave you the name, go to that person.
So I'm outside India, and you're calling back on.
But if he has not given you any name,
that's why I'm out Edim Biansodia.
Stop blaming people.
They say Obun Grofor for.
It means he can use anybody.
It
means he, God alone, is your support. He's the one who can touch anybody. I've told some people, don't call me again. If you use any number to call me, I will curse you.
What the number for? Do
you know the challenges I'm going through? Do you know the suffering I'm going through? Do you think where I'm pastoring? Assemblies of God is supporting me. General Council is supporting me. The region is supporting me. The district is supporting me. Do you think I have a millionaire of the world that is supporting me? When God called me, he didn't give me anybody's name. He did not give me anybody's name. And because he did not give me anybody's name, I don't blame anybody. I don't blame the general counsel. I don't blame the general superintendent. I don't blame the regional superintendent. I don't blame the district pastor. God, by his grace, has given me Assemblies of God as a platform to do my ministry. He didn't give me anybody's name because he himself promised to be my support. There are people just blame people. There are people whose minds are on human beings. Some pastors I said, don't visit me. The day I see you around my church, I'll cause your arrest. Don't try it. Because you think the Laliboja has got privileges. If I tell you what I've gone through, I had to trust God. My eyes are on God. I had to call on him. This man disqualify himself. He was near success. But he was far. Because he was looking at man. I challenge you sitting there and listen. Where is your focus? If your focus is on man,
so when you see only
the help of man,
only
you have lost it. Yes, look, there is nothing human that will happen to you without man. Look, God will use man. But let the man God, let God himself be the one that is touching that man, inspiring that man or that woman, inspiring that human being, motivating the person to help. Not you sitting down and then begin to blame people. In your family, your husband, your wife, your friend, your this.
We say.
Yes.
Ane.
Morally. Morally. They should. But let me tell you, it's not everybody's help that you need. I was telling this, was it this morning, Gladys? We're talking about bank loans at the bank.
No, this morning.
I will tell you something. Not every money is correct. There are some loans you take. Because the money is coming from the underworld. They will create situations for you to take money. After taking it, they will create situations that will cause you not to be able to use that money the way you should use it. And then you have lost. Then whatever you use for collateral, if it is land, if it is building, that is pastors, some of these banks are surviving. I'm telling you. Banks. They survive by giving you loans. The monies are not genuine.
Some.
Not all. But majority. They give it to you. The spirit that is attached to the money who create conditions for everybody who takes that loan. You can't use the money well. Now you can't pay. They come and take over your property. That's how many banks survive. That's why God has commanded you and I to pay tithes. To redeem. To practice first fruits. To engage in some financial covenants. Because the systems and the structures that are ruling this world are not godly. After Genesis 3, everything changed. God's original system and structure only operated in Genesis 1 and 2. After Genesis 3, every system and structure that is operating in this world, it is not godly. That was why God chose Israel. To be a nation. That will practice his divine system. And that was why God established the church through Christ. For the body of Christ. To be the only body. That can practice and manifest his godly system here on earth. That's why the Bible said that you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Unfortunately, the devil is trying to make the church to become worldly. We are following the world. Yesterday around 1 a.m. I was watching an underground tunnel in the whole America. All the states. There is America, deep underground tunnels. Where the devils are worshipped. And the security people entered there.
And the security people are
and the things they saw. All the states underground. Europe, underground tunnel. 200 meters deep. Demons, I was seeing. Demons coming out of fire. And most of these inventions. They are coming from there. We are online. I can't say something, otherwise they will take me off. Sometimes, I feel I'm bothering you by sending you some links. Sometimes
yeah,
I feel I'm bothering you.
Now, the
beloved, God created man to be a blessing to man. But listen to me. Let God himself choose that man. Choose that person. For you. Look. It doesn't mean that because somebody is your brother. Or your sister. So compulsorily. Your help must come from the person. No. The man at the pool was near success. Was close. But far. Because he was looking at man. He was looking at man. Shalakabarabashata. According to Assemblies of God, is the local church that builds Assemblies of God?
Assemblies of God,
it is our 20%. We are giving letters to pay. That is how the general headquarters is maintained. That's how the organization is maintained. Because if you say God has called you, trust him. So that through you, the organization will be built. Look, that's what I mean. I don't have pastor friends. When you meet that man, they say many good things about, I know those who are my friends. If you are a pastor who immediately you meet, they are complaining. This organization, this assembly of God, the general superintendent, the regional superintendent,
my company.
I don't come closer to you. You spoil my spirit. I don't like those complaints. I hate those complaints. You see, let me tell you, when you develop an independent lifestyle, when you come to know that God is your God, He's your source, and He can supply your needs. A certain life erupts through you. You become bold. You become confident. And when people don't know you, they started calling me. North Carolina, Oya Joy. That's what they were calling. Because, excuse me, I was just independent. I wasn't going to them to borrow money. I wasn't just making boy to them. When the time comes for me to preach, I give it out hard. The rich people are sitting there. I hit everybody hard. Pastor Dela Oyejue.
Oh, so for the Oyejue.
I thought they were saying Oyeje. That one. Because
no,
I mean,
so when you say Oyeje,
So one day, Mrs. Kuonu and the late Mama Susie Mahama.
Mr. Kuonu.
Mrs. Kuonu, they met me at the, say, Pastor.
I said, so for
this Joy, do you understand it?
They say,
I am gentle.
They
say, you are proud.
I said,
is that so?
Send it here.
Quickly, I went to that Chimota Forest.
And I called actually
I said, God.
I said, Rade.
They say, I'm proud.
I said,
please help me.
Rade, boy, me.
I want to be humble.
They said,
because I didn't know I'm proud.
They said, me also.
It is just because.
And I'm saying,
I have come to know.
My baby, who?
That God's help is better than man's help. Shaka toka. Libre take kaba.
Shaka taya.
Look. When God touches somebody to help you, it is better than you forcing people to help you. Who do I force in this church?
Why am I saying we're sorry more?
Only last year, 2023, because of something, I had to call three people for financial help. And anyone I called, they gave me. Otherwise, you yourself, you bring it. The Lord touch you, Pastor.
I feel I should bless you.
God bless you. And I really hold you in high regard. This year, 2024. Take your mind off any man. Take your mind off any human being. Qualify yourself. So that you can assess the blessings that are near you. The whole pool of the whole inexhaustible pool of
Bethesda,
Jesus Christ, was standing before this man. The man was talking about other people. Finally, what did Jesus say? Jesus broke protocol. Jesus used protocol non-compliance for
me.
Rise up.
Sorry.
Pick up your mat.
Forget
and walk. Listen to me. When you focus on God,
you
always apply protocol non-compliance. Protocol non-compliance. Protocol non-compliance. Protocol non-compliance. How many of you here do I call for money? You think I don't need money?
Hey.
You think the church's offerings are for me? Let me tell you, the church is owing me 2 months' salary now. 2 months' salary. The church,
2 months'
salary.
The church is owing me.
I trust God and I pray. Paul said, as an apostle,
look,
it is my right. It is my right to call anybody and command you. Do this for me.
Oh, Yahweh, mommy.
Provide this.
For where, brother?
Paul said, as an apostle, it was his right. So it is my right. But I don't use that right. I don't bother you. We're talking about a woman of God who is abusing people in vulgarity. We are going to deal with that woman. She will just go to a member's house. I dream that you prepare goat soup for me. By force, you are supposed to go and buy goat meat. And she will describe the pot that, the heavy pot. Whether you have that kind of a pan or not, you have to go and buy. And I say, we are going to deal with that woman of God. She did people. In the Volta region, one of the towns in the Volta region. And the person she is doing this with, a qualified teacher. Who is holding degree. Who is holding degree?
Okay, tabodi kasepa.
Turn to your neighbor and say 2024.
Take
your mind off.
You are doing fear.
Any human being.
If you are nipper, say nipper.
And focus your mind on Christ alone. He is the inexhaustible pool.
Onye esutaria enyeda onsada.
The man was too sensitive to his condition. The man was too sensitive to his condition. I am mentioning the things that disqualified this man. This man at the pool was too sensitive to his condition. Why am I the only one suffering? Let me tell you, you haven't heard of other people's problems yet. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 9 says that whatever you are going through, don't think that you are the only one. Your brethren all over the world, they are going through this.
1 Peter 5:9.
There are people who are too sensitive to the condition. They celebrate their
problem.
They celebrate their problems. That will disqualify you. So even when the solution is before you. Number 3. This man was too familiar with people around him. This man was too familiar with what can he do for me?
Oh, then I will be to my mommy.
This man, this woman.
What
help can he give me? You see, the other side of this is. Don't be familiar with people around you. Don't be familiar. You know, one of the things that disqualifies you, one of the reasons why somebody can be very close to you but is helping others and not helping you, is familiarity. Over familiarity. Let me tell you, let's maintain normal relationship with each other. We are friends. We hit each other. We gossip a little about each other. We talk. I mean, we get. Yes. Normal.
But
in that, behind that, don't be too familiar. You should know that person can be a blessing. Can be a blessing. Do you know another reason why
somebody close to you can be helping others and not helping you. You need to qualify yourself. Oh. Some people, you are close to the person, but you don't qualify yourself. Look, be sensitive to the... Look, how the... Maybe the person doesn't like gossip.
You are this.
Now to say,
now
the to person
say.
Will leave you and go and help others. Yes. You think the person is just your friend? You need to qualify yourself. Ask yourself, why is this person my friend, but that's help me help others? What do I need to change? Immediately you change something. You begin to get the person's help. It's not automatic. This man was familiar with man. So even though Jesus was standing there, Jesus couldn't become a blessing. Some wives are too familiar with their husbands. Some husbands are too familiar with their wives. You know everything about your wife. You know everything about your husband. It's good. But you should add some values and qualify yourself. But then, like I said last Sunday, look, as you are helping people, think about those who are around you first. Because charity begins at home. Number four, the man couldn't qualify himself to assess the blessings around him. And how do you qualify yourself? I am going to mention about seven things. About 10 things quickly. I will just mention it. How do I qualify myself to assess the blessings around me? For that matter, how do I qualify myself to assess the blessings in Christ? Number one, be daily conscious of the fact that you are a child of God. Be daily conscious of the fact that you are a child of God. Some people are not conscious of who they are. They don't know that they are children of God. Number two, be daily conscious of God's presence with you. Lo, I am with you always. Be daily conscious of God's presence with you. Whether you are feeling him or not, God is with you. He's closer to you than you think. In fact, when you are not feeling him, he's closer than. That's why we walk with God by faith, not by sight. Number three, be daily conscious that God is so much concerned about you. These things are mentioned, they look simple, but if you practice this thing, you begin to live in testimonies every day. Let's look at Exodus chapter 3, verse 7. When the Lord met Moses at the burning bush, the Lord said, I have indeed seen the mystery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers. And I am concerned about their suffering. I remember the first time I preached on this at the Cromanty Assemblies of God. 1993. The deacon in charge there told me that was the first time they took an open offering for a pastor before. When I get exposition to this, I have indeed seen. Tell the person by you. God is seeing. He is seeing what you are going through. He is seeing what you are going through. God is seeing what you are going through. He is seeing what you are going through. Number two, I have heard them crying. That's the person by you. God is hearing your tears. God is hearing your cry. God is hearing. He is hearing. And number three, he said, I am concerned. Tell the person by you, God is concerned. God is fully concerned. Look, God is concerned about you more than yourself. I am telling you, I say God is concerned about you more than yourself. God is concerned about, but you see, we are distracted. Say distraction.
I say,
our minds are off. The devil sets our thoughts, our mouths, and our actions on different things. Some of you, whilst you are running around place to place seeking God, God is chasing you. The God you are running around looking for, no, he's chasing you. He's looking for you. There are some times you just sit down calm and meditate. Talk to God. You don't do
that.
Lord, I know you have seen. I know you have heard.
What?
Lord, I know you are concerned. Holy Spirit, please, how far? How should I go about this? It will shock you. It will shock you. Some thoughts will start coming.
You start directing.
Before you realize you are out of
control. When you also know, oh, never fit.
Be daily conscious.
Dada, ma when you end now also.
Be conscious.
When you now also.
Be daily conscious that God is so much concerned about you. Number four. Be daily conscious that something is going on about you. That you have no idea of. That's number four. Be daily conscious that something is going on about you that you have no idea of.
Please,
if you go and practice these things, you will call me. You see, the world has taken over the church. As for the world, you must see before you believe. As for the world, see.
Who
feel?
Tinka.
See.
Who
feel?
Tinka.
But God is not like that.
And so, Nyamidi on Tisa.
Faith. The judge shall live by
faith.
Habakkuk chapter 2, 4. The origin of that scripture is that the judge shall live by his or her faith.
Personal.
By the New Testament. General principle of faith. General. My faith is not your faith. As I'm preaching, somebody will be tired to come and drop an offering here. You will not understand what moved the person. That is the person's faith. That is the person's conviction. It is not your faith. It is not your conviction. So leave the person alone. That is Christianity for you. Three things that set us apart. Personal faith. Personal conviction. Personal revelation. That's why you should be careful how you condemn people. Number five. Number four. Be daily conscious that something's good. Number five. Believe that all will work together for your good.
Romans 8:28.
Believe that all all is working together. All is working together. Beloved, believe that God will have the final say. I say in your situation, as a child of God, God will have the final say. God will not give the final say to the devil. God will not give the final say to witches and wizards. God will not give the final say to your enemy. But he will take the glory. He will have the final say in your life. Look. That is why it is good for people to gossip about you. That's why it is good for people to mock you. Look, stop worrying about gossip. Only make sure that what people are saying is not true. Maybe you are living, they don't understand. And listen to me. As long as you are not living in a jungle with animals, and you are living with human beings, you need to behave. When you are among people, live well and behave. Don't give them a wrong impression. So when people are talking,
it is any back, sir.
Go and check your me. When people are talking about me, I just go and check myself.
I see any back, sir.
I ask Gladys. How do you see it?
Now, who is saying?
I asked my daughter.
No, beside the baba.
That's why I communicate with her all the time.
Oni na ayo ni tabo kumopa.
How do you see?
I see me baba.
They will give me their dimension. Then maybe I will see where to balance myself. I don't just say let them talk. No, don't just say let them talk. For all you know, they are saying something that is true. That there is an area you need to check. But after you have done everything,
now why
live your life.
I
say live your life. Let them control to gossip. Let them control to talk. As long as what they are saying is not true, the same people who gossip about you, they will live to celebrate your testimony. They will live to celebrate your testimony. Tashakaya. Maraka tokaya.
Makaya basata.
You see, that's why sometimes I look at this church, they talk too much. When you call somebody, I stop because your church, they talk too much. They say so. Why don't you stay there while they are talking?
I don't want to know how many more.
So that when your testimony manifests, kaya kota. Now, when you leave and the testimony manifests, how will they see it? Kamaya karabashata.
Le karabashata kelebose.
Number six. Be careful about your thoughts. Thoughts that flood your mind. About your situation. Examine your thoughts with the word of God. Don't just allow thoughts. Examine your thoughts with the word of God. That's how you qualify yourself. To enjoy the near and the closer. Number seven. Be careful about what people say to you. Be careful about what people say to you. Be careful about what people say to you about your situation. Let me tell you, anything people say to you, take it back to God. God, this was what this person said. What do you say? This person said it's not possible. This person even used a friend to give me an example. This friend said somebody went through the same thing and couldn't
survive.
God, what do you say? Because you see, human beings are inconsistent beings. The same person who said this today. Oh, another time. You talk like this. I pity those of you who are so friendly conscious. And my friend said this. And my friend this.
And my
friend. Everything they will tell the friend.
Oh, baby, madam.
They listen to their friends more than anything even the voice of God. Let me tell you, anybody you listen more than God, the person becomes your idol.
Now, God
will make sure that the person's words will begin to lead you astray. Number 8. Be careful from whom you seek counsel. Be careful from whom you seek counsel or advice. Who do you share your issues with? Examine every counsel with the Holy Spirit. Number 9. Be daily open up to the Holy Spirit. Be daily open up to the Holy Spirit. The other thing we see about this man at the pool of Bethesda, he was a God user. Let's look at John chapter 5 verse 14. Many Christians are God users today. They are serious with God because they need something. Later Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning or something worse may happen to you. See, you are well again."
Now,
let's use logic here. What does this statement mean? It means the person has been healed before. The person might have gone through something like that. Always healed. Then you go and do something and come back. So Jesus says,
"See,
you are healed again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." So it was sin that put the man in that
situation.
This man was a God user. Look, nothing good stays with God users for long. Yesterday, I explained God users in the church. Yes. Yes. Federal departments. They are not serious. When they realize some trouble is coming, quickly they'll come and settle their dues. Because they need the church's support. Then you say, "Oh, Charlie, this guy is the person hasn't changed. Wait and see. The letter that they are going to bring. Wait and see the need that they are going to present. Who told you that the person has changed? The person is a God user. Do you know why miracles are not following us? And we are rather chasing them. We are not God seekers. We are not God followers. We are rather God users. We are only serious with God when we have a need. And we know that he's the only one that can meet
us.
That's when we are serious. We need a husband. We need a child. We need a job. We want to travel. We want so and so. We want healing for our mother.
Oh,
a breakthrough for this. We'll be serious. Come for prayer. We'll be serious. We are serious. The moment we get it, let me tell you something. Don't play with God. I was telling somebody yesterday, a foreigner, not who follows us.
In fact,
I made some declarations. Suddenly, before the end of international doors have opened. The person communicates with me 3 times in a week. But from November, it was 2 weeks ago. when I call somebody, I say, is this person there?
And I'm from business.
They say, yes. The person traveled to this country, went here, went here, and I
said,
I say, what?
I say, eh.
So is the person around? I say, yes.
I say, oh, I say, oh.
I say, tell the person that.
Catch on the
person. Then the person, oh, you see, immediately I travel.
I see me to compare.
My phone went off.
My phone,
everything went off.
Maybe I
so, and so, and so.
Say.
Yesterday I said to the person,
now I'm catching you back. Say,
don't fail the test.
Yes, sir. So you go.
God will test you something little.
Yeah, maybe so if you make it to be more.
When he wants to make you a millionaire,
so before you are the four,
he will start with 100 cities.
I the city of Habifi as here.
How you handle that 100 cities?
See no handle. Send your bill crew far.
Is what is qualifying you.
I don't have more.
So I told the person yesterday,
don't
fool God.
Make ninja me here more.
And think that.
Man, you say.
These small doors, I call them small doors. These small doors. That's what we do. Look, Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's.
Yes,
the fullness thereof.
The
world and all that. Look, God is looking for somebody to entrust. The key to the world. But you know human hearts. Christians,
Christopher,
they will take a second girlfriend.
Oh, remember,
they will quickly go and for themselves to become a chief.
No, your
Gladys, which is the third one? Three things that Christians, when God leaves them, we're talking about them.
I say,
What are the three things? Get yourself ready because sometime when I'm preaching, I will refer to you, eh? We have made research and we found out. Three things. Immediately God raises them in the church. One. If they're a man.
So a man.
The wife alone is no more enough.
Two.
They want to pursue chief. Three. And we can tell you people, we can mention people's names. They want to go into politics. Not that politics is bad. Christians must enter politics. Beloved, 2024 is a serious
year.
Don't be a cop user. Think to the person by you. Say, let me give you a scripture for God user. Psalm 18, verse 25. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. 26.
To the crook.
To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the devious, some say to the crook, you show yourself shrewd. That's the one.
I don't know.
God uses to the crook.
Yeah.
You just want to use him.
Oh, but
and go and live your own lifestyle. He will play smart.
He will play you smart.
You see, have you seen the reason why some things delay in your life?
Oh, Nancy, you may be a
God will build your character.
Because
he doesn't want you to become a user.
Because
his wrath will turn against you.
Yes,
and since he does not want that,
and I'm so on person,
he will take time to deal with your character.
Make
sure
your
2024 become your breaker year. Understand that Jesus Christ is the one that has brought you into
2024.
Understand the five things
of
God with you in 2024. Those five things. You can find them in Jeremiah 35:1. Yes. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt, out of 2023. We fought, number one, a mighty hand. Look, the mighty hand of God is with you.
Number
two, an outstretched arm.
Number
two, with great terror. Number four, with signs. Number five, with wonders. All these things are within 2024. 2024, you are untouchable. 2024, the Lord is taking you far. 2024, only Jesus will matter in your life. Set your attention on him alone. 2024, be careful about things you give your attention to. Be careful about things that take your attention. 2024, never be a victim of near success. Never be a victim of close but far. 2024, develop your spirit to avoid falling to secret societies. Do not yield to their pressure. Let me tell you, I have a book. And the person that is keeping my book, please go back and bring my book. The person knows herself in this
house.
Go back to that country and bring my book. You see, there is a book I want to read something from.
Look,
I have read books.
This
particular book is big like this. Do you know the mind of the secret societies?
Look,
they have captured the light. They say, the light, we have bought it. This level is ours. So the moment you are getting there, they'll begin to call you. They'll become friends. How are you? They will try to do it. They will win you. They will start inviting you to some meetings. They will bring some business proposal. Let's meet at so and so coffee shop. Let me
stop.
They have already arranged. Everything there has been contaminated. What they did to this man, collector is taxing from him. He took some people, they went and contaminated some drink and gave it to him. So they have contaminated. Interpret. You are an interpreter. Stop. You are just interpreting. Keep on interpreting. Keep on interpreting. So you see,
it is over.
As they send you to the meeting,
it is over.
As you are drinking,
it is over.
As they are discussing the business proposal, they are casting spells. Before you realize,
when
your mind starts changing,
now
they will begin to arrange meeting on Sunday, Sunday afternoon, Sunday at 12, Sunday at 11, Sunday at this. So you leave church to go to the meeting. You see, so they are drawing you. Some of you are here. You are falling to them. That's why some of you can't even mention your pastor's name. Look, the day our general, he doesn't want me to mention. I don't know why that man is like that. You mention his name is like this.
I see some
the day they were sending him off.
And then I wouldn't call
at the Air Force this thing.
Air Force,
the man did something.
Aye, baby.
That man, I respect him.
I see some people
he has done two things. I respect so much. He's not the only person. I respect all of you.
I respect
all the people God is raising
here.
When it was his turn to respond, he told me, "Say, Pastor, please try and come." Unfortunately, I got there late.
But
I was welcome. When he took the mic, after giving so, then he acknowledged his spiritual father. Reverend Dr. Delani, they started clapping. I turned to Gladys and I said,
hey,
this man is my spiritual father. He has given me covering that has brought me where I am today.
Hey!
before the military people, before the generals and whatever you call them. Do you think if he belonged to a secret agency, will he say that?
Now, what did he say?
Then to the person by you. Let's develop our spirit so that we will never fall to those things. But listen to me. The top there that they said they have bought, it doesn't belong to them. It belongs to Jesus. It belongs to Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Look, this year, God is going to raise people. People are going to break through those cycles. Don't join them. I said, don't join them. Don't join them. The earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof. Rise up with me right now. Look, don't envy anybody. Excuse me. It's a foolish thing to envy. Look, let me say this. Everybody listen to me. Try to discern who God has given to you. The people God has placed in your life. Please, don't joke with them. The people God has placed in your life, hold them in high regard. Respect them. You don't know how I respect some people here in this
place.
I respect
everybody.
I don't
joke
with you. I'm telling you. Because, look, General told me one thing.
Now, Penny, I said Penny can be rich, no.
He said, Pastor,
I see yourself.
People put pressure on me to leave you. To leave the church.
To Mrs. Minja, when I'm here, sorry, no more.
And I told them,
and I make a
choice. Where do you want me to go?
Even over Saminko.
They said, you can go anywhere.
Oh, better come here.
Then you ask them,
and I'll be so more.
The church you want me to go.
I saw over Saminko, no.
Is the pastor an angel?
No, so for now, above for now, Hana.
Doesn't the pastor make mistakes? I am not leaving the
Lalibota.
I am remaining here. General, as we hear up to now, may the Lord bless him and take him far.
Amen.
I know not here. Look, there are people here.
No, this
I know. Who have come under several pressures. But they know where God has planted them.
Please,
know where God has planted you. Like some have excused me foolishly. And now little things and offenses. When the devil wants to destroy you, he will detach you and disconnect you. He will detach you and disconnect you. He will detach you and disconnect you. He has finished with you.
No way, will.
That's what has happened to some people here. All those who left here, they are going to open churches. I can't tell you what is happening to them. One came and cried. Even married to a white lady.
Pastor!
Osopo! I can't understand! But I know.
That's what I mean.
The Lord said, don't tell him anything. How did he leave?
The
wife was sitting by me. The Lord was asking, how did he leave? Do you know something? When the devil wants to destroy. When the devil wants to destroy. You don't know. Even when you are, look, when you go, things will be working. Don't you see that you are prospering?
Don't you see?
It will get to a point. Only one problem.
Or how about compare
every time?
They say,
I've taken Lucris there to preach in his church.
Another
brother, have you also gone there with me?
Yes.
You've also gone there with me. You drove
yes.
me. Nana has also gone there. Those of you who drive me. And when I stand there and I pick the mic, what I hear inside me, as for me, I'm there to preach. They are souls. So I need to feed them. But what I hear inside me, It's a waste of time.
Waste
of energy. Waste of time.
Why
has God planted you?
In
who has God given to you?
When
2024. There are some things you need to detach from you. There are some things you also forcefully have to attack. Look, prosperity. Look, when pastors come to me after church, you see pastors coming, prophets come.
Pastor,
tell me about I tell them simple things. And they'll be looking at me.
No one hear my name.
They think I'm going to tell them big things. What you are doing? Did God tell you to do? Has God called you? What did He call you to do? Who has He given to you?
They will
be looking at
me.
I said, that is it.
No, no, no.
This place was
kata.
God said, go and stay in the kata. Go and stay in the
kata.
And I will make you. Look, I don't hate anybody.
I say, oh no, Onchi Obia, on time Obia, and so.
Those of you who are trying to reconcile, people who have left.
Oh, you might call,
hold your peace. Let God Himself handle things.
Manyamianka sa ending yamanu so ondi asemu no.
Yesterday night,
and when you pray,
there is a lady here who is chasing somebody's husband.
But
I'm yes now. And the woman started communicating with me. I spoke to that lady once. Yesterday the lady sent me the husband's picture. Where the husband said he was going. Where the husband actually went. Left me and my children. This and this. Then I said to the lady. Lady.
Ababa.
Painfully employed.
When you do my power,
you have this number of children.
Who am I say?
Why don't you just focus on God?
I don't know for when the senior man so
hand over your husband to God.
Now when you will come and you
and focus on God and yourself now, and your children. Why are you still worried?
And I would ask why how
you want this man to kill you?
Oh, I said, Papa, we own Kumana.
That was the message I sent to her.
2
a.m.
When you saw Miss Mother come and
I'm home, you know. She was chatting me.
No, I never saw.
Then she said,
And I'll go home.
Thank you, Pastor.
You know, as you are so full.
Look, you don't know people.
Who named Crawford?
You think your husband is so faithful?
Oh, this is how
you know your husband's
faithful. Who could have come and
won?
Hey, Master, to yonder.
Say, Lord,
2024,
I am ready. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help
me, Lord. Oh, yes, oh, Lord Jesus.
Now, listen to me. The Lord says I should declare this word to you.
2024
is a year of shake-up.
Fear, I will so back us.
Romans chapter 13 verse 11. It's a year of shaker. Romans
13 11.
So the Lord, Romans
13 11.
And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. This has two meanings. Look, Jesus is coming soon. Do you know what happened in Myanmar? That state in U.S. Giants, demons were coming from anger. People went to supermarket. And they were Miami, and they were seeing. Giant.
Who are branding?
Demons are now appearing.
Pierre,
you You don't know what is about to happen to the world. Continue to focus on little things. This is the time we should focus on God.
When you blessed anything on me, so.
Because Jesus is coming.
And you
know what it means that your salvation is nearer?
Now only so. Oh yes, you know.
God is about to fulfill His word in your life.
I said
God is about to fulfill His word in your life. 2024. It's a year of shake-up. God is shaking everything to fulfill His promises to you. And God is going to shake you out of some comfort zone. God is shaking you into inaccessible terrain. God is shaking some people out of your life. God is also shaking some people into your life. Do not worry about those who have left you. Those who have abandoned you. Do not force to pursue them. Just leave things to God. Open up to the Holy Spirit. Do everything to identify those whose heart God has given to you. And keep them in your prayer. Respect them no matter their
state.
Do everything to discover where God has planted you.
And remain there.
2024. Do not fall victims to things and people that will slow you down.
Kill your sin.
Distract you. Where you are. Fill your year. Let it be a narrowing year for yourself. 2024. Become very choosy. By the help of the Holy Spirit. Know who to get so attached. Know who to detach. Know the one to keep at a certain length. Whilst you widely open to the Holy Spirit. Know your attachments.
Who said, yes,
2024 is your season of reward.
It's
a reward of great visitation.
To those who have held on,
in spite of daunting challenges, like Job.
He said, Job.
Those who have been resilient. Those who have stood the test. Say, Lord, I am willing. Say, Lord, I am ready. Say, Lord, help me, Lord. Say, 2024 is my breaker year.
It's my breaker. 2024 is my breaker year. It's my breaker year. 2024 is my breaker. My breaker year. 2024 is my breaker year.
The Lord said I should say it to somebody here. Those who have broken out of your life, get more connected to God. Those who really got planted in your life and the devil broke them, God has just allowed you to go and teach them some lessons. and create a new version of them. And bring them back. And when they come back, they'll become the greatest blessing. But those who have actually been removed by God, they should remain removed. Say 2024. Produce.
Babra,
release,
Sanibra,
produce,
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 Babra,
release,
Sanibra.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Son of a
The Lord was telling me,
2024
is a year of radical Christianity.
Violent manifestation.
Change your ways. The things you have been doing, you are not seeing any result. Provoke God by doing them more. This morning, when I was asking the Lord, so what should be my Sunday offerings now?
It is me question for
God mentioned I should enter into covenant. When he mentioned,
I'm not boss, so tell me no.
I said,
is there a day? I know a day. I know a shame.
Before then,
answer no.
He has given me this point.
No, mommy, sir.
That 2024 should be radical Christianity.
He
pointed to me. Look at that. Look at that.
Your way.
Is that not radical?
Is
that not violent
faith?
I say, I salute you.
I say, right, we talk, please.
I salute you.
We talk, please.
What you have been doing, do it more. Provoke God. And frustrate the devil. Do you know that when you are doing it more, when you are not seeing anything, but you are doing it more, you are provoking God to action. At the same time, you are frustrating the devil. I thought I have won. I thought he will stop. I thought he will stop. After that,
and what you know,
you become a free person. Change your
way.
Change the way you come to church. Change something about you. See whether you will not see changes.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.